Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministries. And we're so thankful to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. We just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be here. I give glory and praise to God this evening for everything that he's done, for healing, deliverance, and everything. So I thank and praise God tonight for being on our radio broadcast. I want to get ready to call our worship to order. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. This is our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour and our Bible class. So we're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen. God bless y'all for being so patient with me today, because I'm telling you, I've been all messed up. But God knows everything. So, some of these songs I have never heard of, but I'm going to sing them anyway. Amen. This is crazy. The devil is alive.
Call you waiting.
You came out of your way. You sat down to speak to me. What amazing grace that you showed. So patiently, and you waited for me, just for me. Oh, you called out my name, knew my past. Cover my shame. This amazing grace you've shown. So patient, you've shown. So patient, and you waited.
Where would I
Reading will be coming from Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sins is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part and in the hidden part. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I have just read you the first 10 verses of Psalms 51. May God richly add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, but most of all, the doers of his holy word. Y'all pray for me tonight because I'm just got this fever broke a little bit. But Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight just so grateful and thankful to you, Lord, for all the things that you've done, God. We just so grateful on tonight. Lord, we just thank you tonight for covering us in the blood of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, for how you look down and have mercy on us, Lord. We just thank you tonight, Lord, that we living and we moving and we having our being in you, God. We just so thankful tonight to you, God. And we give you glory and we give you praise on tonight, Lord. And we could be in a hospital somewhere, Lord, but you blessed us and you covered us. I don't care what it looks like, you covered us, God. And I thank you for it right now. I thank you for healing each one of us in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just give you praise and glory. I just can't thank you enough. You just been so good. I can't stop praising you. I can't stop giving you the glory. I can't stop, I just can't stop praising your name. I can't stop lifting your name up. I can't stop today. You've been awfully good to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In spite of everything else, in spite of all the wrongdoing we've done, in spite of all the negativity we spoke, in spite of everything, Lord, you've still been good to us, God, and I thank you today. Lord, I ask you to bind the strong man on tonight. Bind the strong man tonight, Lord. Bind him up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demon that's on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now. I serve you your eviction notice right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, bind the strong man. I bind him and I cast him out and I command him to go. In the name of Jesus, I command him to go. Every witch, every psychic, every warlock, every wizard, Lord, I ask you to send fire from heaven. Set fire to each one of them. Burn them up. Exodus 22 and 18 say, suffer a witch not to live. Suffer anybody doing witchcraft not to live. Lord, burn them up. Burn them up. Burn them up. Hayarabasianda, in the name of Jesus. Burn them up. Set them on fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to minister to us on tonight. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. And I'll be careful to give you all the praise. We'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Y'all got to just please forgive me tonight, because I just refuse to let the enemy keep say that we weren't having it, because, like I say, this body going to do what I tell it to do. This flesh. So we're going to, I'm going to go over some things in the dream book, because if some of you all told me some dreams in the this week. And so we're going to start talking about buildings, rooms, and places. So we're going to go like that. Like if you in an airport and you waiting, you preparing, you being made ready to travel, change. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and 20 says, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, were in few. That is, eight souls were saved by the water. That's when Noah was building the ark, and God just saved eight people, and they multiplied. But if they had stood in my counsel, waited for God's training and preparation in them to be completed, and had caused my people to hear my word, then they should have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doing. Jeremiah 23 and 22. Okay, if you dream that you was in an attic when you was dreaming, that's like an attic is up. It's like your mind, your thoughts, your attitude, good or bad at it, you know. But it's your mind, learning, spiritual realm. Peter went up on the housetop to pray. He fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth. That's in Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 11. Most of the time when you're dreaming this stuff, you have to have an open mind about things, and God will interpret the dreams. You know that. Another one, when you're dreaming like a balcony, and balconies is up too. That's like a spiritual realm, spiritual oversight, spiritual viewpoint to oversee. It's like upstairs, like in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. It's Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. So a balcony is up, and it's talking about the spiritual realm. Then if you dream, you have a dream that you're in the bank, and the bank is like secure, dependable, safe, say certain, as in you can bank on it, reward, reserve in heaven, the church. Luke 19:23 says, wherefore then givest not thou my money, talent, spiritual gifts, etc., into the bank, submitted one gift and abilities to those who God has placed in spiritual authority, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury. That's Luke 19:23. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, which where thieves do not break through nor steal. Matthew 6:20. Okay, we at barbershops. We talking about places, room, places, and buildings in your dreams and vision. So we talking about a barbershop. Barbershop could be a church, a place of removal of old covenant of sin or religion or cut. Your haircut equal putting away transition or bad habit, repenting of bad attitude. Judges 16:17 said that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there have not come a raise up on my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. And if I be shaven, I break the covenant, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. That's in Judges 16. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. And everything that I say, if like the barbershop, I try to give scriptures with everything I say, because everything that we go through in these days or we dream is scriptural. We can back it up with scripture. So born, if you dream of a born, and I don't know who dreams of a born, I know somebody maybe do, but this is born represent a storehouse, a church relating to the work of the ministry, provision, Lord's work. Over in Matthew 13:30 says, let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, the hypocrite, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat. The wheat is the righteous into the barn. That's Matthew 13:30. And then it says, where no oxen are, the crib or the barn is clean, but much increases by the strength of the ox, the ministry. It's Proverbs 14:4. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater mega churches. And there will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. That's Luke 12:18. So somebody this week, and y'all excuse me, like I said, was telling me about a vision or a dream they had, and they said they was in the basement, and of that it means a soul. A basement is a soul, a corner mind, lust, discouragement, or depression, a refuge, retreat, hidden, forgotten, secret things put away or stored, as in is put away in the basement. And Jeremiah 38:6 said, then took they Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon, and they let down Jeremiah with cords, and in the dungeon there were no water but mire. So Jeremiah sunk in the mire. That's Jeremiah 38:6. But I'm just letting you know what it is when you dream of a basement. So sometimes we dream of the bathroom. It's like a desire or cleaning, a desire or a cleansing when you dream you in the bathroom or a vision. Prayer, repentance, confession of offenses or sin to another person, passion, strong lust. He says, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cast to do evil, cease to do evil. I'm sorry, Isaiah 1:16. The beginning of strife or sexual lust is as when one letteth out water. Therefore, leave off contention and lust before it be meddled with. Proverbs 17:14. Then you have beauty shop. Some people be dreaming they're in a beauty shop. And that's church, that's preparation, vanity, holiness. Then the inhabitants of Samaria, mixed in correct worship, shall fear because of the calves of Bethaven. Bethaven equals the house of vanity, nothing. As opposite to Bethel, the house of God. For the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejoice on it for the glory thereof, because it is departed from. That's Hosea 10:5. If you dream that you're in your bedroom, it means rest, salvation, meditation, intimacy, privacy, peace, covenant, as in a marriage, or an evil covenant, as in natural or spiritual adultery. Self-made harmful condition. You made your bed, not sleep in it. I've heard that for years. That's the bedroom. If you're in a house, if you're dreaming about being in a building frame or a house under construction, it's like the foundation. A cafeteria is like a service, a church. People are work, teaching, ministry of help. For I was in hunger, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Matthew 25:35. Capital. National or state government, that's government. Okay, if you dream you in a castle, and it's like an exotic dwelling place, a noble dwelling for kings and like that. And David dwelt in the castle, therefore they called in the city of called it the city of David. 1 Chronicles 11:7. The church building, a church, a congregation, may represent one's own church, Matthew 16:18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. If you dream that you're in another city or something, that means characteristic. That for which the city is known, like Las Vegas. You know, Las Vegas is known for gambling and prostitution, etc. The church, a person's character. Save the Holy Ghost witness in every city or church, saying that the bonds and affliction abide in me. Acts 20:23. He that have no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Proverbs 25:28. Okay. If you dream that you're in the country, but it was a couple of people told me their dreams, and one person told me about a harp in the sky. When you have an instrument, you dream about an instrument that's playing music. It's prophesying. That's what it means. And I don't know if we was going to get to it tonight, but I wanted to make sure that you knew that it means instrument. I mean, the instrument means prophesying. Yeah, because you need to know the connection there. You need to know the connection. And, okay, you dream that you in the country, and it's isolated, quiet, as peaceful, as restful, removed from the city. If you dream like you at the courthouse or something, that means judgment. You know that trial, persecution, judgment, legal matter, local government. And it's scriptures, Deuteronomy 16 and 18, Deuteronomy 17 and 6 through 13. It's got lots of scriptures, Isaiah 43 and 12. Shall the throne of iniquity, evil court, have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? Psalms 94 and 20. Okay. If you dream someone or yourself was on, if you dream about death row is a death sentence, doomed and cursed. But God came to Embelek, I know the word, I can't even pronounce it, Embelek, in a dream by night. Abimelech, I'm sorry, in a dream by night, and said to him, behold, you know, behold means listen. Behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. That's Genesis 20 and 3. The desert, if you dream you're in the desert, that means barren, unproductive, dry, spiritual wasteland, without hope, need for revival. Then if you dream you are in a factory, that means work or source of production, getting things done, the kingdom of God, the church, the world, worldly, apostate church, when you dream of stuff like that. Fort, a stronghold is a fort, well-defended position. If a dreamer is within the fort, it's equal secure, safe, protected. For the weapon of our warfare, not corner, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. That's in Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. And if you dream about a foundation, as in a concrete slab or a building under construction, that means that you're established, you're stable, or either unstable when it's shaky, when it's a shaky foundation, not ready to produce with construction. Because when the person told me about the dream, the vision of the day, they were saying that the floor was shaking. So that was like a shaky, unstable foundation. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalms 11 and 3. Ground floor, okay. Hospital, care, church, place of healing, mercy, persons who are wounded or sick. I'm going to do two or three more of these, and I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm going to get off because I'm not really still feeling well. I just could not stop. I had to come on here anyway. So I'm going to do a couple of more, and I'm going to get off because I don't like snot and all that while I'm talking. Say hospital, care, church, place of healing, mercy, persons who are wounded or sick. And the scripture for that is Luke 10 and 30, 33 and 34, Psalms 109 and 22, Psalms 147 and 3. If you dream that you're in a hotel, that's like a public place for rest or business, church, place for rest in Christ, house, person or family, individual, church, when naturally interpreted, it means a dwelling place. Home equal heart, as in home is where the heart is. Identity, your root, that's what you call home. New house, if you dream you get in a new house or you see a new house, that means new life, as in salvation, change, revival, new move, natural or spiritual. In the scripture for the 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, and 2 Corinthians 5 and 1, if you dream of an old house, that means it's your past. You know that. Inheritance. Grandfather or grandmother, religion, ways or temperament. An old house in good condition equal God's way, righteousness, diligence, or one that's in bad condition equal our sin or the sins of our forefathers. Needing a revival, a house trailer, temporary, when you dream of a house trailer, house under construction, you know there's foundation, a kitchen, that's heart, your heart, intent, motive, plans, passion, ambition, affliction. If you dream of a library, that means knowledge, education, learning, research, wisdom, study, living room, reveal, everyday or current affairs, that which is manifested truth, exposed without hypocrisy. If you dream of the mall means like worldliness, the world or worldliness, right? Fear for evangelism. That's the scriptures, 1 John 2nd chapter, 15, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So anyway, I'm getting ready to pray a little bit. I'm not going to pray much because I'm just going to pray a little bit. And we'll start back on this by the grace of God on Tuesday, the week of Christmas. Let me see. I know I'll probably we'll be off. We're gonna be off the week of Christmas, and we'll probably come back on that week, the next week, and then we'll take off. I don't know, y'all. I'm trying not to be off too much, but in January we're not being off, so we might be off 2 straight weeks. But I don't want to say that yet. I don't want to say it yet because we need prayer and we need study. So, but the week of Christmas on the 25th, we'll probably do that Tuesday, and then we won't do nothing else that week. And then the next week we'll do that Tuesday, and we won't do nothing else that week. I just said like that, and we'll leave it like that. We'll do the 22nd, and then we'll do the 29th. I think that's a Tuesday. Money too. And then we're going to come back strong in January. So I'm getting ready to pray. Just a small prayer. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come just confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I just come just giving you all the praise and glory tonight, just magnifying your name tonight, Lord, lifting you up, Lord, that all men may see, lifting your name up, God. I just give you glory and I give you praise today. Father, I come now just bringing your sons and daughters before your throne, God, everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask you to keep each one of them covered in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, just thanking you, Lord, how you watched over each one of us last night and early this morning. You woke us up and gave us a mind to pray and to call on your name, Lord. We just give you glory. We give you praise on tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you on tonight to bless those that's sick and shut in. Bless those that's in hospitals. Bless those, Lord, behind prison walls. Bless those that's in penal institutions. Lord, bless the sick tonight, Lord. Bless the babies in the neonatal intensive care unit and anybody that's in ICU, God. I ask you to cover them now in the blood of Jesus. And I ask you right now, God, to touch right now. Send your healing virtue right now. Send the word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now, Lord, and I'm standing in the gap for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just bless right now those that don't even know you and the pardon of their sins, Lord. Have mercy on them tonight, God. They need to know you, Lord. They need to know you and how you love them and how you die for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you today, Lord. I ask you to bless our enemies. Bless those that try to despise and misuse us. Bless those that say all manner evil against us, Lord. I ask you to bless them. Bless them with the blessing they stand in need of. Lord, I just trust you. We trust you tonight. For everything that we need, we trust you, Lord. It's nobody like you, God. I'm asking you right now to touch right now, heal right now, deliver right now, set free right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you tonight. I give you glory tonight. I thank you for my husband and how he's doing much better. I just thank and praise God for your healing virtue on tonight. I thank you for everybody that's feeling better, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, every sick and shut in, Lord, those in the nursing home, God, I ask you right now to keep them covered. And I thank you for doing all that you have in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. We give you praise, but we still want to bind up the strong man. We want to bind the strong man tonight. For you have no power. God didn't give you power. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up. We cast you out. We command you to go. Every demon that's on assignment, your assignment has been canceled. I serve you eviction notice right now. In the name of Jesus, you have no power and no authority. And Lord, everybody that's driving around and in their vehicles and stuff, I ask you to cover them. Bless every family represented on this line. Bless and cover every family. In the name of Jesus, every member of the entire men and women of war, every member of life support, and every member of the prayer room ministry, Lord, I ask you to keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. Now, Lord, I just give you glory, and I just praise your name. I just thank you for allowing me to come on and be on the radio broadcast as long as I have, not being able hardly to breathe, but you breathing for me. I just thank God. I thank you today. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you glory. And I just ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. So we just thank God on tonight. I knew I wasn't going to be able to do a whole lot because I can't, you know, really hardly breathe. But I just thank God. I'm not complaining at all because I could not have even got on here. But I thank God that he allowed me to be on the radio broadcast for 45 minutes. I give God glory. I give him praise on tonight. I just thank him because he didn't have to do anything. I thank God for allowing me to pray for the people of God all over the earth. I thank God that I can stand in the gap for everybody, man, woman, boy, and girl. So on Sunday, by the grace of God, I'll be feeling much better, and we'll be on our radio broadcast 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern time. I want you all to keep me in your prayers. God bless you all. I love you. I'm praying for you, interceding for you. God bless you. You all have a good night. God bless you.
Good night. God bless.